Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine wanted hinges.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for a special holiday edition of the N4G Podcast. It's a happy Independence Day for everybody on the show except for John.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant over there. What's up?
I was going to go with Santa Claus, but all right then.
You sounded like you had the little medley going, like, ho, 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 Green Giant. Yeah, whatever.
Traditional 4th of July food.
Green
vegetables.
Giant? Fuck that.
Green beans? Fuck what not?
No, dude, just red meat.
Wait, fry them. Only if you fry them first.
Red meat and beer. Fuck you.
Deep fry some green beans. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
And beer,
exactly. On the show this week, we do not have GambusCon, and to disappoint everybody, there will be no GambusCon for 2 weeks.
Oh, don't tell them that. They won't bloody listen.
They gotta get prepared.
Yeah, you gotta prepare for that. You know, you can't be disappointed 2 weeks in a row. They'll never listen again.
Yeah.
You know, so he is actually out for the next 2 shows. So, sorry.
So enjoy this mediocre piece of crap that we're going to put together.
We're going to try to hold a show together without GambusCon.
It's a sinking ship.
It is. But with us we have the Frustrated Fury.
I'm here.
And we have John W.
Well, howdy, folks. Happy 4th of July.
What the fuck was that?
He's got the 10-gallon hat on. With a big cigar in his mouth.
Oh, hell yeah. And we have the Wombat.
Hi.
Well, welcome.
And finally, we have Mr. Mike Futter.
Why, hello.
Well, I don't know why, but you can figure it out.
Okay, hello.
All right. I have nothing. I don't even know what to, when Gambus isn't here, I don't know how to run the show anymore.
Throws you out completely, doesn't it?
He is the glue that holds us together.
There is a codependency here that needs to be addressed.
There really is, and thankfully he's only missed a total of like 3 or 4 episodes, so it's still managed to chug along.
And to be fair, that's a lot less since he got married. We thought we'd never see him again.
Yeah.
That's true.
But we have. So I guess I'll start off with Drew over there.
Okay. Well, man, I played a lot, actually. First off, played through all the way, reviewed it, had a fucking blast. Shadows of the Damned. Everybody needs to play that game. I'm not kidding around. The game is awesome.
I'm not kidding around, my part.
It's got real friggin' serious right there for a second.
It is honestly within my top probably 3 games of the year so far.
Really?
Yes.
It is very good.
Shit.
The game is just pure fun. And like I told Ken and I told a lot of people on Twitter, it's been a really long time since I had a game that was just really, really fun to play.
So is it a third-person shooter? Is it a first-person shooter? How does it work?
It is a third-person shooter. Think of it like this. Crazy storyline from Suda 51 mixed with Resident Evil 4 and 5 controls. Except now you can run and shoot at the same time.
The advances in technology.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Amazing. Frantic balance between light and darkness, where when you're in darkness, your health slowly depletes and you can die real easily. Yet there are some puzzles that can only be solved in darkness and some that can only be solved in light. You can't kill guys if they're covered in darkness, so you got to use a light shot to shoot them and then bring the light up. It's crazy. The game is awesome. And it's very dark, as in like the context, and very demented. you know, you play as Garcia, who is a demon hunter, whose girlfriend Paula gets kidnapped by the Lord of Hell, who is not Satan, but Fleming. And so you go to hell with your buddy Johnson, who is this little skull demon guy who can turn into a gun. And they are constantly cracking dick jokes at each other.
Hence the reason why the gun's called the boner.
Yes.
Actually, no, it's not called that. It's because it shoots bones.
It shoots bones, but they call it the boner. But then he also has this sniper rifle called the big boner, which he has to hold at his crotch.
Well, yeah, it's heavy.
And then he shoots people and says, "Taste my big boner."
Wait, yeah. If you had to hold a gun that was heavy, that we assume has a lot of kickback, would you hold it right up to your crotch?
It was if it was called the big boner.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Which I want to be corrected. I said Nolan North did Johnson. It was actually Greg Ellis. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, Stephen Blum, Wolverine, does do Garcia's voice, so
you can
that's
imagine
awesome.
A Mexican Wolverine, it's awesome.
And it's so racist at times, too. He's like, "I don't know if we can do this, Garcia." And he's like, "I'm a Mexican, not a Mexican." And then Johnson's like, "Wow, is that original or not?"
Well, that's a line from the Johnny Depp, the Desperado sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
There it is.
There's a huge amount of movie references in this
There's
game.
A crap ton. There is a whole level devoted to
Evil Dead.
And that was one of the things that pushed me over. But is Drew's review live yet, or is that...
No. It'll be live today.
Okay, yeah. Then everybody listening to the show, if you haven't yet read Drew's review, it is a work of art.
Wow.
And absolutely, between Ken prodding me to get the game, like, now, and then the double mention of the Evil Dead reference by both of them, and then reading Drew's review, it wasn't just a little nudge over the edge, it was a kick in the ass, and I fell off the cliff, and I'm going to get it as soon as I get back home.
Awesome. You won't regret it. The thing is that I mentioned last night to Ken, but was the fact that I don't think some people may say that it's too short. I think it was just the right length.
That's what she said.
How'd you beat me to that?
Well, we're gonna trust me. If you play this game, you're just gonna get a bunch of.
Yeah, that's why I think everybody on this show should get, because that's all you do is make dick jokes anyway.
It's dick jokes and you know, like crazy Paula, you know, possessed by a demon. She's coming chasing after you. You're like, "Don't stick your dick in her," you know, shit like that.
God played a big dick joke on you when he created you.
Or a little dick joke. I mean, it's whichever way you want to go.
Oh.
Go with that.
But it's not, I mean, they do a great job with level progression. You're constantly getting new weapons. Your weapons are getting upgraded. It's just a really great game. There are a few problems with the game. I mean, they have this little side-scrolling parts that are not really that long. And they don't, you know, it's not predominant in the game, but those are kind of a little janky. But other than that, that game is fantastic, and it's hilarious, and the whole Suda 51 craziness, it actually works in this setting due to the fact that he's in hell, and due to the fact that it's so dark and demented that when they're cracking jokes about it, it kind of makes the presentation a little bit lighter and a little bit funnier. It's just a really big tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
It's all about
the comic release.
Yeah, and so it's a really good game. I mean, it feels like almost like a buddy cop movie whenever you're playing it, with the whole dialogue and everything like that. And then Garcia reads these storybooks, and he can't read English very well. And it's pretty funny. And they're always commenting and stuff like that. Like, they read these weird-ass stories. And, like, it makes no sense. And, like, Garcia, he'll just stop reading and go, like, "What the fuck?
He's sushi with a dick."
So, I have a dumb question. Is there room for a sequel here? Because,
God, definitely.
Okay, cool. Because, you know, if this game does pick up steam, it sounds like this is got the makings of a sleeper hit. It kind of flew under the radar a lot. And if you weren't such a Suda fan, I probably wouldn't have, you know, even been aware that it was coming.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh!
The only other thing I'll mention about the game is the fact that the sound design and the music itself is fantastic. The music is composed by the same person that did the Silent Hill games. was a fantastic composer. The music's great. The sound design is really good. So, like, there's so much stuff going on, and, like, you know, you can hear people screaming, and these demons are after you, and Paul is in the background yelling, and it's just, it's frantic and awesome at the same time, and I suggest everybody out there play that game. It's really, really good.
It is very, very good.
Other than that, I played through Puzzle Agent 1 and 2, doing Puzzle Agent. Puzzle Agent 2 review should be live, I don't know, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But it's fantastic. Yeah, both games are great. The only thing is, if you haven't played Puzzle Agent 1, you won't understand a lot of Puzzle Agent 2. It's a very story-driven game. Granted, now, it's all about just solving puzzles, basically like Professor Layton. So, I mean, yeah, you'll understand the puzzles and stuff like that, but the whole story and what's going on is insane and crazy and pretty hilarious. The story is very funny. I do suggest it to anybody. Plus, they're real cheap, especially, like, they had a Steam sale going on, you know, the whole Steam thing, and you can get, like, a lot of Telltale games for really cheap. But yeah, Puzzle Agent 2 is great. Both games are really great. Let's see. And I know somebody... commented on the last podcast saying that they bought Puzzle Agent 1 and 2 under my recommendation, and they're going to hurt me if they don't like it, so hopefully they'll like it. Let's see. There's, because of that whole Steam sale thing, I picked up a bunch of games. I picked up a Bit Trip Beat and played it. It's really, really cool.
Those games make you like feel like you're on acid.
Yeah, because, oh, man, that game can be difficult as well. But it's really fun. It's all about, like, it's not really creating music. It's like you're playing a song, but you have to, like, keep bouncing balls back and forth. Yeah, it's really good, though. Really fun. The other thing I played from, or got from Steam, was Magicka.
Really,
really, really good game. That game is awesome, and it has a crap ton of references to other RPGs and other just like, you know, fantasy movies and stuff like that. It's really, really good. You can combine different elements to make different stuff, so it's almost like alchemy. So, you know, if you combine cold and water, obviously you'll make ice, and there's like all these different combinations that you can do, and you learn different spells and stuff like that. It's actually really good. There's one where you can blue screen a death, a bad guy. So, what was it called? I think it's Crash to the Dashboard. That's the name of the, Crash to the Desktop is what it is. Where you can just basically just send them into cyberspace. But yeah, that game's really awesome too. I haven't got too far into it. I'm only on like chapter 2. And there's a crap ton of like expansions and stuff that you can buy. Other than that, I played, some Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition with Ken over there.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Whatever, dude. Seriously, you beat me a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. Well, we played like 20.
Yeah.
Now I know how you guys feel when we play OK. But that's okay. I was a good sport. I kept playing.
Yeah, it was fun. I love Street Fighter, you know, and I think, you know, Ken, I mean, if you sit down and actually play some Street Fighter, you'd actually get better at it, and you'd actually really like it.
Oh, I know. I love the game. I can only focus on one fighting game, and my heart belongs to somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you what, though. That $15 for those four characters is the biggest rip-off in history.
Yep.
Those characters suck.
Yep.
Oh, you're talking about Arcade Edition. I was about to say, are you talking about the MK Pass?
No. The four characters that they give you in the Arcade Edition of Street Fighter, it's like two Akuma clones and two completely worthless characters.
I don't know. I've seen some people use Yang and Yun and wipe the floor with me.
Oh, I'm sure there's people out there who can master any character. Fuck, there's people good with Dan. It doesn't make him exactly fun to play with.
That's true. But, I mean, who's fun to play with in your opinion?
In Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Actually, I enjoy Jury.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy playing. I actually enjoy Crimson Viper, even though I suck. Cody's a cool character.
Yeah.
I haven't played a lot with.
Dudley's good.
Yeah, actually, Dudley.
I like Dudley a lot.
Dudley is very good. I mean, I'm tired of the Shoto characters. I just am. So
I don't know why they keep bringing in more Shoto characters, but
because that's what makes that money, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right about that. Yeah.
They just added two new Shotokans to Arcade Edition.
Yeah,
so.
The Fat Akuma.
You got Fat Akuma and Fat Evil Ryu.
What? What is it? Wait, did they turn into Elvis or something?
Akuma is just huge. Like, he looks like E. Honda, but Akuma.
Yeah, Oni.
Oni.
He looks like Fat Akuma with white hair. He looks like Christopher Walken got fat and got Akuma's powers.
I've got a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell.
It's Fat Akuma.
But,
it's not Akuma.
It's not Akuma.
It's not Akuma.
But, I mean, I still love that game. I mean, you know. I think, but talking about characters and stuff like that, I think Cody will probably going to end up being my main now due to the fact that they have nerfed Elfworth so friggin' bad.
That, which makes no sense considering nobody plays them.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I could even admit that the Ultra Spark, his second Ultra.
That sounds like a Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Who doesn't get that joke because he has no soul?
No.
Or, as it were.
I don't know. The All Spark was Michael Bay, so that's not like a whole lot of soul.
But, yeah, his second Ultra, I can even admit that in Super Street Fighter 4, it was very, very overpowered. And they nerfed it, I'd say, to the right amount. But that was one of the reasons why I played Elfworth, though, was because, you know, he's not that strong of a character, so you had to depend on his Ultra. But, yeah, I'll probably stick with Cody. I like Cody. He's a decent character. He's kind of slow, but the only other thing I played was some more Dungeon Siege 3. I picked that back up, and yeah, you remember that part where me and you and Fixer got stuck at?
Yes.
I still got the shit beat out of me there, like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, wonderful, so it has a difficulty spike.
So that was just a very difficult fight.
Oh, wonderful.
The funny thing was, that wasn't even the boss fight. Yeah, we thought it was a big boss fight with the big shaman leader. No. That's later on.
It's Obsidian!
And that's why I play everything on casual anymore, because I'm tired of getting frustrated at games because I die.
Well, see, here's the problem with me, you, and Fixer, probably, is that we never block at all.
There's a block button?
There is a block button. And come to find out, see, I'm already probably about... The game's long. It's really long. And I'd say I'm probably 3 hours after where we were. The block is essential. You have to use it, and you have to dodge out of the way. Otherwise, you will die fast. But, yeah, Dungeon Siege, you know what? I stick by my review. It's still a solid single-player game, and I think it's really, really fun. And if you like loot-gathering games, definitely give it a shot. There's a demo. Give that a shot. And that's it. As far as future fondling goes... Probably a little bit more Street Fighter. I want to jump back into that. Kenshi comes out. I think I'm finally going to go ahead and get the pass and just go ahead and get all the rest of them. I got to go out and buy a card. I don't want to go all the way to GameStop and get a card.
It's a better $15 than you spent on
Arcade Edition.
Although, why don't you just get the card on Amazon?
Yeah, or why don't you buy your points through PayPal?
I don't use PayPal.
Oh, okay.
You can buy digital cards on EB, GameStop, and Amazon.
I mean, Amazon has digital cards.
Yeah, you can just pay for it.
They give you the code.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? I thought they actually physically sent you the card.
No, if you pick the one with the card, you can have it shipped. But you can also just have
code. Email you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's
awesome. Works.
I should use that from now on.
Then I'll have to do that. I'll probably go ahead and get the pass today. New announcement for summer camp. Oh yeah. It updated. But yeah, Super Street Fighter, probably. I'll probably jump into some Mortal Kombat, and I want to try out those new characters and everything. More Dungeon Siege. And whatever the hell Steam has on sale today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that.
And that's why I stay away from it.
Depending on, well, I mean, come on, like $3 here, $2 there, come on.
This stuff I'll never play.
It doesn't matter. Heroes of Might and Magic, I got 4 friggin' games for $5. Yep.
And I also got that, and I'm looking forward to playing, yeah.
But I don't like Heroes of Might and Magic, so that'd be a waste of $5.
Yeah, well, there are plenty of other games that are more up your alley, I'm sure, that you could find. But you don't PC game anymore.
No, I probably own them on the console, so it's...
There you go.
That's just me, I'm just saying.
You're just a PC hater.
I am a PC hater, and you know what? John has solidified my stance.
Huh?
I was buying a brand new computer, and it can't play fuck all, because it broke.
Yeah, well, that's not... game's fault, is it? It's the RAM on the thingy. That's all fixed now.
Wait, your RAM, Red Ring of Death?
No, blue screened.
And why I don't play PC games.
Well, there you go. So, I'm done.
Alright. So, I guess I'll move over to John then, anyway.
Oh, quite a bit this week, actually. I've been rather busy. The Steam sale kind of really makes you want to go and dip into some games that you may not have done beforehand. So I picked up a few bargains. Poker Night at the Inventory.
Great game.
A couple of quid. That was £2.75 or something. And that's really funny. It's poker. You can play poker on virtually anything, even Facebook nowadays. But the interaction between the four characters is absolutely priceless.
I usually play poker with cardboard cards.
Holy crap.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you can even do it old-fashioned way, if you like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, who'd have thought? It involves seeing people, though, and talking to people in a real-life situation. Who on earth would want to do that?
I know that's hard for you, John.
Oh, tell me about it. So, I really love the interaction between the characters. They've all got funny things to say and are quite happy slagging each other off. It's quite good. Also picked up a game for under £3, Hydrophobia Prophecy.
It's not a bad game.
That isn't. For £2, I think it was £2.75 or something silly like that. For that price, you get a whole lot of content, and I've played a little bit of it. I'm enjoying it so far. The cover system is a little bit iffy. Mm-hmm. A couple of times I found myself having to get behind cover, but not being able to actually shoot at any of the enemies because it wouldn't let you aim over the cover and fire. But it's a lot of running around, going from A to B to C, back to B, back to C.
Got that Resident Evil syndrome.
But it's, you know, like I say, for a couple of pounds, you can't really grumble too much. I have also picked up, but didn't play, Knights of the Old Republic. It was a pound something for that, for crying out loud. I mean, you'd be silly not to pick it up, because that's a great game. I haven't played it in a long, long time. Xbox was the last time I played that, so quite a while. But for a couple of quid, I'll go back into that at some point. Why not? Also, going back onto consoles, for review, I had both the Black Ops Annihilation map pack, which should be going live this week. Another great job. The zombie mode was a little disappointing in the fact that I would have thought they'd have left maybe Call of the Dead to the last one. I thought that would have been their
final.
Yeah, because it done things slightly differently than the other zombie map packs. And so they had that in the second one, the, what was it, First Strike? It was First Strike.
Escalation.
So they had that in there, where that would have probably been more fitting to put it in Annihilation, because this probably will be the last one, because it was slightly different, whereas the Shangri-La zombie mission in Annihilation, it is good, it's good fun, and it's just as, you know, entertaining as the others, but it doesn't differ that much from the earlier ones, so it's still 4 fantastic maps. That really is a solid entry into the DLC, the forum for Black Ops, so very good. The other game I had for review was Galaga Legions DX. interesting game, this. You can tell it was made by the same people that did Pac-Man Championship DX. Because it's got a lot of the same traits. You've got different modes to view in, so it has got different graphical styles. They've got, what, you know, six, I think there are. And you, each one, there's like a brand new one, which is all flashy and nice. And then they do five others that kind of represent Galaga over the course of its life, really. But it's all flashy, it's all high resolution, it's all mind-bogglingly, eye-poppingly brilliant. You've also got some of the, like, for example, with Pac-Man, when you got close to a ghost, it would slow down the action. So you had kind of time to manoeuvre out of the way. And this does something similar, which is great because it gets really, really hectic on screen. And it's also got some cracking music. Music is just, you know, and all that sort of stuff. Absolutely brilliant. They really have done a fantastic job. The review will be going live again soon. You can read my full thoughts on that in the review. But I think it's 800 points. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You can't check once you've bought it, so I don't, or once you've got downloaded it, so I can't check. But I'm sure it's 800 points. For 800 points, that's a really good buy. The only problem with it is that there's not a lot of content. Again, similar to Pac-Man DX, you've got 9 areas, which, to be fair, probably take 3 or 4 minutes to complete, maybe sort of 5 or 6 if you play them on hard. You've got a tutorial level, and you've also got the championship mode. And so there's not a massive amount of content, but it'll keep you entertained, that's for sure.
It is 800 points, I just checked.
It's lovely. I think that's it's a good buy, definitely. But like I say, keep checking back at the site. Beginning of next week, we'll have the review up there. And as I say, you can see what I really thought of it. Also played some Uncharted 3 beta, and again, you can go back on the site, and my impressions are up already. They're on the site. I was hoping to get some buddy play in, but unfortunately, Michael is a douchebag and can't get up to a PS.
I'm not going to lie, it was. I'll explain when we get to me why.
You came offline, I sent you an invite and a message, and then you went offline and thought, stuck up Yank.
Oh! Uh-huh. I was declaring my independence from you, motherfucker.
Oh, you snap. We let you go. You're too much bother, Americans.
When I get back, you and I will buddy up, I promise.
Ah, fair enough. But yeah, so we played a lot of that. It's good fun. It's buggy as hell. There are some real issues with glitches. There's even talk of the, because the idea is that you can't go above level 25. There's talk that there are players out there that are in sort of the 30s, which I don't know whether that's true or not. But so it's full of glitches, but it plays really well. They've introduced things like loadouts, so you have a choice of weapons this time round, instead of with 2, where you just had the one weapon and you picked up weapons on the map. There are perks, which are, for example, you've got the extra clip space, you've got faster reloads, you've got extra bullet damage, and you can stick 2 of these boosters on at any one time. And you've also got something called kickbacks. Now, there's only a few of them, but essentially, as you do things throughout the match, whether you take down an opponent or do a high five with your buddy, you unlock medals, as you did in the second game, and they add up in the corner of the screen. And when you get a certain amount, you can perform a kickback. And for example, the first kickback that's open is an RPG. So it automatically spawns an RPG for you. You have to get 14 medals, so it's quite a lot of medals to get, but it can help sometimes tip the balance of war, so to speak. And that's quite fun. There are others there, for example, there's like a smoke bomb where if you're getting shot at, you use it and you'll disappear into a puff of smoke and appear somewhere else on screen. There's loads there. It makes things a little bit more interesting. A lot of people are complaining that it's not as straightforward as 2, and 2 was good in the fact that it was easy. Everyone had kind of a level playing field, so to speak. But I think these introductions are really good. So again, you can read all of that on the site. And finally, although I didn't get a lot of it, get to play a lot of it, I did pick up Mortal Kombat.
Yay!
None of you fuckers will play it online though, because you're never there. But I've only played a little, tiny bit of it, and this, to be fair, is probably my real first foray into Mortal Kombat. You know, proper Mortal Kombat. I did play the versus DC, but obviously that does stand quite differently against.
Yeah,
the,
it doesn't count.
Yeah.
And it's a good game. So, I mean, I'm not trying to say it wasn't a good game, but it just it doesn't count.
It is very, I mean, it plays very differently. I mean, I know this now, and I never was a massive fan, sorry, Ken, of Mortal Kombat. I was more Street Fighter, but I'm sick of being fucked up the arse by Capcom. So yep. I thought, let's go over, see what they've done with it. The demo was really good that I played on the PS3, sort of Ken's advice, I picked up the 360 version because that's what you guys have all got. And I've played a little bit of the story mode. Up to the point of, I think I've just about done with Sonya's bit. Sonya! It's really, plays really well. It looks really good. The only thing I'm getting to grips with is because I'm more of a Street Fighter guy, you can't, the special moves are slightly done in a different way most of the time. For example, you don't have the quarter circle, you have like a down and a cross, and it's just sort of working out those finer things. I've not got to anything like a fatality yet. That hasn't appeared in the storyline, so no doubt that will at some point, and hopefully there'll be a kind of tutorial that will show you how to do those.
But there's actually no fatalities in the story mode.
Nope.
Yep. No.
Oh, okay.
But there is a fatality tutorial option.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair enough then. As long as I can get to grips with that. The X-ray mode is pretty cool. I think that's quite funny. It does get a little repetitive if you're playing a lot, not the same character for quite a few times, but it's still, when you see the bones crunch on the floor, or it's like,
wait till you see Scarlet's.
Yeah, that's the other thing, the DLC. And I know that Ken made a very good point, is that I'd probably happily lay down 1,200 points for a map pack for Call of Duty. It just seems quite steep. 1,200 points. I don't know why. It just does.
When you realize that these characters are fully fleshed out with endings, with two fatalities each,
new
with
X-ray.
An X-ray. I mean, you really get a lot for it. And these aren't just throwaway characters.
And these aren't skins, are they, either? No.
These are completely new characters. Well, Scarlet's a completely new character. Kenshi is a character returning from a previous game. Mm. But they aren't like anything else. Scarlet, you guys were talking about Street Fighter Arcade Edition, you know, you were comparing these new characters to other characters. I don't know if you could really do that with Scarlet.
She's kind of her own character.
Yeah. And so she's great, too.
I may end up bumping for the 1,200 points. I've also got to pay 800 points for that stupid online pass, which, even though I got the game pre-owned, and it was cheaper for me to buy it pre-owned and pay the 800 points, it still kind of grinds you. If you know where I'm coming from, it's like, oh, come on. I only want to play online, but, you know, I will have to pay out for it, and otherwise I can't play you guys. But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. It is a little bit of a learning curve playing Mortal Kombat after playing things like Street Fighter and MVC. So I think once I get to grips with it, I should be fine. I also can't find the block button.
It's the right trigger.
Thank you.
Or you could just change it to whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, you can customize controls.
Well, I'm thinking about using my Street Fighter pad for it, because I take
That's what I do.
Definitely.
The configuration that I do is I have my block button, and what is the other button that you use for the X-ray? It's block and something else.
I know it's the two triggers.
It's left and right trigger.
The left trigger is stance change.
Yeah, it doesn't actually do anything right now.
Nope.
But the way I have my fight pad configured is that the two shoulder buttons are still my X-ray buttons, so block is still up there on the trigger, and then I've got block is on the trigger, throw and tag are the fifth and sixth buttons furthest to the right on my fight pad.
Oh, that's fair enough. So I'll give that a shot. But yeah, definitely enjoying it. Definitely want to play some more. Definitely want to play you guys online.
John, so, I give free lessons.
Oh, that's good.
Left school hard knocks.
Yeah. Learn the hard way. Well, that's it. To be fair, it's a hell of a lot more than I normally play, but we had the two reviews, plus a beta, plus the Steam sale. It kind of all adds up quite substantially. Next week, more Mortal Kombat. I'll probably do some more Hydrophobia, and definitely some more Uncharted 3, because I want to get that in while it's still running, because it's only going to be going for a few weeks. And whatever happens to come up for review, if anything.
We shall see. But then now we will move on to Mr. Futter, who says he has played nothing.
Oh, well, I haven't played nothing, but a large part of my time has been spent dealing with my Astro Gaming wireless system.
Hey, be quiet. Don't talk about it on podcast.
Am I not allowed to?
Oh, no, I don't care. I was giving you hell.
Well, I mean, the bad part is that now I've got two different systems that don't work properly with three different computers. The good part is that they have now sent me a completely new system.
Steam sale! Oh, Tropico 3, £3.74.
Christ,
John.
Holy cow. I literally just got excited about that.
John, I thought you were getting ready to get raped.
I thought he was being raped.
Is he playing Halo?
That's later.
Wow.
Nah, the thing that gets me, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is $19.99.
That's $14.99. Well, yeah, obviously the difference. Plus Torchlight as well, $2.59. Sorry, this is an advert for Steam. I do apologise, Michael. I just saw that.
That's okay.
It's on my wish list. It's been like 15 quid, and I've been thinking, shall I, shan't I? I'm glad.
I tried to play Tropico 3 after I bought it, and it has a glitch that just breaks the game.
Oh.
Oh, thanks.
You just Sorry. Ruined his dreams.
I know. Yeah, bitch.
Anyway, I'll shut up. Hang on.
Go ahead, Michael. We'll mute John so he doesn't have another orgasm.
So, you know, at this point, they're going to be swapping everything out. But, it's a weird problem, and they're kind of stumped, and I'm kind of stumped. But I've spent hours on it. But I have played a little bit of the Uncharted 3 beta. Not with John. Well, I was actually in the middle of playing, and I tried to invite him, and he didn't. Like, I actually did respond to you. I'm sorry that you didn't see my little "Hey, come and play as my buddy" invite thing.
It didn't come up on my screen.
Douchebag.
It didn't come up. It's not even in my. It didn't even come up in me.
Well, no, it wasn't your message. I did it through the Uncharted 3 beta. Maybe it's a bug in the beta.
There's a little tab in the main menu, because I sat in the main menu waiting for you, because I thought you're in a game, you're probably going to finish it.
So no, I did. As soon as you, in between games, I pretty much sent you a thing. Anyway, when I get home, and I'm not dicking around with my wireless system, as I'm trying to figure out when they're going to be, because essentially they're swapping it out, so whenever that's going to happen, I'll actually be playing games this week. So Uncharted 3 beta's on the list. I was going to be playing Red Dead Redemption, finally, but between all of the love that Ken and Drew have shown for Shadows of the Damned, I'm actually bumping that up my list. I'm going to go grab it, and I'm going to pretty much play that right away. So there's going to be that, Uncharted 3, more tabletop stuff with my daughter, but I've actually been playing a bunch of iOS games. I did a review that'll go live at some point for a game called Probe Discoverer, that it's built on the Unreal Engine, and you know, just, you'll see when the review goes up that there's just not enough there. The concept is good, but, and of course the graphics are beautiful on the iPhone. Also on the iPhone, per the recommendation of my friend Kelsey, who is a fellow board gamer, picked up Ascension, which is, if you know the card game Dominion, Ascension is actually a real card game that has been ported to the iPhone, and it's addictive as hell. And I've been playing Angry Birds. God, I sound so completely pathetic.
Angry Birds is fantastic. You will never sound pathetic having played Angry Birds.
Okay, well, that makes
me
feel...
Angry Birds.
They are angry, and birds.
Birds ain't gonna get angry by themselves.
That's right.
Aren't they making a movie?
They're doing everything with Angry Birds. Angry Birds is sold out. Birds is a traitor.
They're making a cartoon, I think, too.
Yeah. The red bird fights the evil green piggy.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
I heard the, you know that mystery fourth downloadable character from Mortal Kombat?
Angry Bird?
Yellow Bird.
Oh. So wait, is this fatality where you just tap the screen and he just goes into hyper mode and just dive bomb shit?
Dude, I'd love to see that in 3D on the PS3.
The X-ray for the Angry Birds is the blue bird explodes and just rips holes through the opponent. I've thought way too much about this.
Yeah, a little bit.
As far as real gaming goes, I'm finally playing God of War Chains of Olympus on the PSP.
Oh, good one.
PSP.
Yeah. PSP. But next week, I'm looking to play Shadows of the Damned and more Uncharted 3 beta and not fuck around with my headset.
That would be wonderful.
That would be super wonderful. And Mortal Kombat, because Kenshi comes out, and John needs a couple lessons in how to get punched in the nuts by my Johnny Cage.
Indeed.
Have they fixed that damn glitch yet?
I don't know. You know what? I don't do the glitch because it's cheap as shit. So.
It's a glitch.
The glitch
is
like
the block button during Johnny Cage's x-ray. Essentially, it gives him a second x-ray right in a row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of glitches. Like, Kung Lao had an infinite teleport. Where he could just do.
They've been pretty good about fixing those quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're usually up within a week, so.
And they can do it all server-side, so they don't have to wait for a title update.
It's right. Beautiful.
I am very impressed with the way it looks as well.
Oh, it's a beautiful game. Alright, so I guess we'll go on to the Wombats.
Alright, well, this week I played Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yay!
And... Hey, maybe somebody can tell me about how many hours is a single-player story. Like, just the story, not the side stuff.
Oh, not the side stuff? You can probably get it done in about 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so it's about as long as the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
But you're going to want to make sure you take down the towers and stuff, or else...
Yeah. And that's what I've been kind of... I don't know. I've been kind of just doing a story mission, and then taking down some towers, and then doing a story mission, and kind of going back and forth, so... but I was curious if I decided to just rush through it real quick and then go back and do all the rest of that stuff later.
Now, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. When you
I'll tell you though, I'm never on there. Like I never check my Facebook.
Don't worry about being on Facebook for the social stuff. There's actually a web game that ties into Brotherhood, and you can get extra money by doing shit in the Facebook game. You can train your assassins. So, it kind of goes back and forth, and you can kind of take your assassins from Brotherhood, link it to your Facebook game. It's Assassin's Creed Legacy, I think it's called.
Uh huh.
And you can then also train up your assassins. You get points so that you can speed up the training of your assassins. It's actually really, really cool. It'll save you some time, and it'll make your assassins in training way more powerful.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. That's a good tip. I'll have to check that out. Because yeah, I mean it's just as good as two. So I mean, so far at least, I do love the way that it picks up basically exactly where two left off. And you know, just trying to make my way through that and hopefully finish it before 2 years from now. Other than that, the only other thing I played this week was, as I said I probably would, I messed around a little bit with Morrowind on my PC, just because every now and then I get the hankering to go back to that game. And just the music, like, I spent so much time in that game, just the music, like, starts bringing back memories of different places in the game. So, I had a lot of fun with that, though, because on the PC... there's a lot of console commands you can use, and you can basically raise your raise all your stats to max, and you can drop different items in the world. There's a bunch of different stuff you can do with the console commands in there. So, I uh, I basically have a character now who's superhuman. I've got ridiculous amounts of money and stuff, so it's fun to just mess around in the world with a powerful character, because with as much time as I spent going through the missions in that game, I'm really not looking to go through the missions again. So I just mess around with it like that and have fun. But that's pretty much it. Unfortunately, that's pretty much all I played. So Future Fondling is finishing up Brotherhood, and then next game on my list is L.A. Noire.
I like that game.
I did too.
I need to finish that game. I need to play more of that.
After that, I'll hopefully finish the first Infamous and pick up.
Yay!
The
game.
Alrighty. Well, I played a lot. Lots and lots. I actually finished a lot of games this week. I finished Alice, Madness Returns. Absolutely loved it. Fantastic game. I finished Hunted the Demon's Forge, which I also enjoyed. Are you laughing?
No.
Should we be?
Yep.
Shut up, John. I didn't play any Lego games this week.
Oh! Yeah, but the Lego is the whole reason why you're just picking up Mortal Kombat now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I enjoyed Hunted. I would really like to play through it co-op, because I think the game would have been a lot better in co-op. There's just a lot of scenarios that call for two players.
And it's like Army of Two.
It's pretty much medieval Army of Two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if I had to describe it in
without
one sentence.
Fist bumps.
Well,
can you,
yeah.
Can you slap asses and bump fists? And
I think that the girl might get offended. Although one of the best lines in the game was when the main dude was like, talking to the elf, and she said, I don't like the girl in this game. She has a slutty outfit. And if you've seen the character that you play as in the game, she has kind of a slutty outfit, too. And the other guy goes, well, you've got no room to talk. Look at your outfit. And she said, it's just strategically placed. So there you go. That's what you say next time somebody says she has a slutty outfit. You say, no, she's strategically placed.
For maximum boobage.
There you go. And buttage. Oh, John, we know your love for the polygonal boobies.
And Tropico 3 now.
Yeah, Tropico. Apparently he gets excited about guys that have big beards and cigars.
Well, now just taking over the world, you know. One island
Fidel
at
Castro.
A time.
Yeah, Fidel Castro lookalikes apparently do it for John's buttons.
Well, you know.
Also for review, I'm playing a downloadable game. It's Backbreaker Vengeance. Because I figured nobody else had much interest in football.
I do.
No,
so,
yeah, I'm football.
I'm a football fan.
So yeah, but you guys all had stuff, so I took it.
Well, there you go.
Well,
then just say that. I mean, don't say you guys don't like football.
Yeah, well, you know. But anyway, if you've ever played Backbreaker, it was kind of like an experiment at one point. It was a physics engine used to make a football game. And I would absolutely love to see somebody make a full-fledged NFL licensed football game with this engine. I just really would.
Can I expand that to say that I would like to see anybody else make a full-fledged NFL game?
No, I would disagree with that. There are certainly some companies out there that I wouldn't want to see make a full-fledged NFL football game.
I would like someone else to try it. Please, God, let somebody else accept Madden exist.
If somebody brings back NFL,
okay.
If somebody brings back NFL Game Day, I quit.
No. Not 989 Sports. Is 989 Sports even exist anymore?
No, they got fired a long time ago, but it wasn't
good.
Soon enough.
I know, but I'm talking more, give me my 2K back.
Hey, you know, I love 2K as much as the next guy, but seriously, their last game sucked balls.
Last
year,
2K5, so.
NFL 2K5 is fantastic, but come on, we're running out of rosters.
Well, not just that, the fucking, that, what was it, 2K8?
It was the All-Pro Football.
All-Pro Football? God!
Yeah, that thing was terrible.
I hated that.
But as far as Backbreaker goes, it's an XBLA game. It doesn't actually have a game of football. It's more like Horde Mode football. If that makes any sense.
Is it the same as the iPhone version, which is kind of You have to run and dodge and...
Yeah, it's like that. You have waves of tacklers and you have to get past them by doing special moves and... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun for what it is. But I seriously love the physics engine. If you haven't played it, download the demo and just look at the physics when people tackle each other, and things like that. It just, in my opinion, it just blows Madden's tackles away.
Wow.
I mean, it's just really well done, and it really makes me wish they'd use this engine for a real NFL game. Because that was the only thing I didn't like about the original Backbreaker. That and the quarterback camera is terrible, and the AI was I mean, it was just... It was a great physics engine built with just poor AI and things like that, so...
You've actually given me a fantastic idea for another reviewer rodeo topic.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
You do this every week, and I love you for it.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
As far as other downloadable games, I picked back up Peggle, because I never finished Peggle Knights.
Awesome.
I need to play some more of that. I love Peggle. I picked it up when it was on Android Marketplace on Amazon for free. And now I have Peggle on my phone as well as Angry Birds, so my phone is locked and loaded with all the great downloadable...
That's all you need.
That's it, dude. But now I'll be playing more Peggle Knights. I also have to send a shout-out. I won't name names because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I talked to somebody, a fellow editor, about the Trenched review debacle where we didn't get a code. And he's like, oh, well, they sent us 4.
Oh, my God!
And he's like, do you want one? And I'm like, yeah. So I have to send a thanks to him for sending me a code. When they couldn't send us 1, they sent him 4. So, whatever.
Well, at least you're going to get it.
Yes, I am going to get it. It's a very, very fun game. I played through the first tutorial level, and I'm really impressed with it. It's kind of a mix between a tower defense and a mech shooter, which plays really, really good. Has a 4-player option. Customizing your mechs, your captains, your commanders. It's just really fun. And it has that Double Fine humor, which is excellent. So I definitely recommend it. It's a fantastic game, and if anybody's online and wants to play, let me know, because I'm having a ball with it.
Well, it's unlikely that we're gonna get it, so
I think Sir Doom has it. I think he was one of the people who was mentioning how good it was.
Yes, it's very, very good. And you can definitely tell Microsoft was like kissing Double Fine's butt for this being exclusive, because it has 20 achievements.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know that's the sign that... that's kind of like how Gears got like, what was it, 1,700 points? Like, no game gets that many points. So, yeah. Another game that I got for review, which I'm offering up to anybody who's a fan of these two combinations, or just one of the combinations, if you, is Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3.
Oh, I'll do it. I like the classic Dynasty Warrior games.
You get anybody who wants it, just email me and let me know, because you know I
Dynasty Warriors is awesome, and you're just jealous.
I'm jealous of what? The fact that that game still looks like a PS2 game.
And it's awesome.
Well, that's the last time I played one, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I needed another one.
No, but, you know, they've made 15 cents, so...
Yeah, they have. That is correct.
But you really have to be into Gundam to enjoy this one, because it's totally story-driven.
Oh, really?
Like, I got lost in the intro. I'm like, dude, I have no fucking idea what's going on. So
you get lost if you just watch Gundam. So
well, yeah, there's like 6 billion universes in that stupid show, isn't there?
Yeah. And the thing is, the games, you can...
So it's like playing a DC comic.
Pretty much, or a Marvel one. Don't hate.
I mean, I know a little bit about Gundam, but like they have, like, you can play as a character who was around, you know, 100 years ago, fighting against a guy who is around, you know, 300 years later, kind of thing.
Well, that's anime for you. Or anime, I'm sorry. The other game that I picked up after I finished Hunted and Alice that I was going to try to play through was the first Templar. It's not a terrible game. It's just very generic.
That's the sound of me punching my fist.
Okay. You know, I actually enjoy the story. Like, the story, I mean, it even though it bounces all over the place, like, I had no idea where I was supposed to go. And I think the funniest thing is, like, when you first save that girl from the prison, she's, like, totally cool with going off and doing this quest for no particular reason. She's like, yeah, I'll tag along, why not?
Well, they couldn't explain it any other way, so they said, fuck it.
Yeah, she's going to go. Whatever. It's not a terrible game. It's just kind of generic. My biggest problem, I don't know if you guys had this on the PC, but the camera feels really twitchy.
I don't remember that being a problem.
No, see, because it's all on the mouse.
Yeah, it's weird because like most games the camera's smooth, like you move the stick and the camera moves. In this one it feels like you move the stick and it doesn't move, and then you move it and it moves too far.
And I used a gamepad when I was helping you with the review, and I didn't have that problem.
Maybe it's only console. I don't know, but that was my big complaint as far as the camera issues. I mean, it looks like crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The game is.
Why
not,
are you apologizing?
The game is not graphically impressive in any aspect. The combat's not terrible though. I enjoy what I play. I struggle to continue to play it. I think is my biggest issue.
I just found it very boring.
Yeah, that's really kind of what I'm running into. And fighting games, I did play, like Drew said, we played Super Street Fighter 4. He mopped the floor with me. I wanted to check out the arcade edition characters. Glad I didn't spend $15. I'd have been mad. But Super Street Fighter is still good. Had a lot of fun. Played some more Mortal Kombat, mastering up Scarlet, of course, because Kenshi comes out this week, so it's time to move on to another character. Because that's my big thing about Mortal Kombat, is like I don't feel like I want to do a main, because I love playing with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
even Baraka now after they buffed him.
Oh god, yeah, he's a beast now. I think the only character still that I hate that I go, oh shit, when I get is
Shang Tsung,
Shiva.
Oh,
I don't even mind Shang Tsung.
No, but see, Shiva, she's so buffed that like she can take you out.
But she's not fun to play.
She's lame.
That's kind of my problem. I don't mind if the character's nerfed because it just makes you get better with them, but. I just don't like to play with her. She's just not that fun.
Yeah, she's the only dud character in the game.
She really is, and it's disappointing.
Yeah.
So, I did play Castlevania, Lords of Shadow. I finished Reverie, which was pretty good. I forget how hard that game is if you haven't played it in a while. And then I started Resurrection, and I've decided I'm not going to finish that. Because when I die 50 times... in the first level, that's not fun. And, you know, when the first level throws the enemies at you that are one-hit killers, it's BS. And then immediately after that, they throw you into this timed climbing segment where if the person you're climbing after sees you, you're dead.
What?
And also the floor is rising, so you have to move at a brisk pace. So there were tons of, oh, I don't see where I'm supposed to jump. Because anybody who played Castlevania knows that the platforming in that game is kind of broken.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you're trying to climb up these walls and you can't see where you're going and you play trial and error for 20 deaths, it's like playing Dragon's Lair all over again. It's not fun.
Huh.
And then I finally made it through all that. I get to the boss. I start fighting him, and his health bar is ridiculous. I turned it off and said, I will YouTube the ending. I'm done. I just wasted $10.
You any achievements?
I got one for beating Reverie. Actually, I got two for beating Reverie because I played on normal. I got nothing for Resurrection.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Sorry. I mean, the game's great, but it sounds like the expansions were kind of a dud.
Yeah, they were. It's really disappointing. And then I started playing some more Portal 2 on the 360. Because I loved it so much on the PS3, I decided to play through it again on the 360, because, yeah, I like my achievements.
Damn.
So, and I love the game. The game is fantastic, so. And then I think I finally decided on my next game to play, thanks to Drew's awesome reviews and recommendations, the Back to the Future games.
Yeah.
I started playing those today on my PS3, and I'm about an hour into the first one, and I'm... really enjoying it. If you're a fan, it's so awesome to see all the side stories and stuff, and the alternate stuff that happens, and the other characters you get to meet. It's really cool.
Yeah, really is good.
It is really good. And
now, did you go back in time already?
Yes, I have. Okay. I am actually at the point where I just convinced Young Doc to help me.
Okay, so have you... make sure you go and talk to Doc while he's in prison.
Yeah. Because he will explain how this whole thing happened.
Okay.
Like,
I will have to go do that.
Yeah, because, you know, how the hell did Doc end up in 1930-something? And where's his wife and where's his kids and stuff like that?
Yes.
That's all explained.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely go do that, because that's one thing I'm loving about the game is this, like, the story. It makes it feel like a new Back to the Future movie. It's kind of cool.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
They have said it is canon.
Well, that's awesome, because
nice.
The only thing I complain about in that game is the walking.
Yeah.
You can't run, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it any better. It still plays like crap.
I know.
But that rolls right into my future fondling. I'm actually really excited to start playing through that, and hopefully PSN will get Episode 5 up this week, so in case I get to the end, I'm not left hanging.
And Episode 5 is fantastic.
So, yeah. Those will probably be what I play through this week. Also this week, I'm really looking forward to, and I'm probably one of the five people on the planet who are looking forward to this, but the new Earth Defense Force comes out this week.
Are those real-time strategy games? Or?
No, they're third-person shooters.
Okay.
So, I love the last one. It was a great game.
So stupid.
Shut up.
Dude, seriously, your character is as tall as a house in some places?
No.
Yes.
In Midget Town.
Are we talking about the same game? You were just a little soldier that were fighting giant ants.
I know. And, like, there was parts where we went around the environment with my roommate, and I was taller than houses.
I never noticed that. I just noticed it was fun. Being taller than a house doesn't make me not like a game. You're also fighting giant ants.
Yeah, but never mind.
It's a good game.
He makes a solid point.
It's fun.
Which is why you should not play any more of the First Templar. Because it is not fun.
That is not really fun.
I know, but I actually feel like I want to finish it just because it's in my collection. I'm still struggling to find myself to go back to Dragon Age, though, which I find terrible.
That is...
Which one?
Sad.
The first one or the second one?
Oh, dude, I beat the first one.
Trust me, about 30 hours in, I was having trouble going back to it, too.
See, I'm only 4
I decided
hours
I'm abandoning my...
Like, it's a bad game. It just... Golly, it drags on.
It was about, like, Assassin's Creed 1.
Oh, dude, I didn't even make it past, like, the second level of Assassin's Creed 1. I thought that game was terrible.
I love the first Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I don't know why I love the second and third one so much more, but...
Because they're better games.
They're better games, for sure. But the first one was just different. Like, the first one, and a lot of people don't even realize this about the first one, but... you can play the first one completely without a heads-up display. Because the game gives you visual cues and audio cues as to what thing or as to where different steps that you have to take for each assassination.
Mm-hmm.
The game will give you video and audio and visual cues as to where you need to go next or what you need to do next. There was so much stuff in that game that was really cool, but yeah, it was incredibly repetitive.
Yeah, and there were some huge missteps in the game. Like, I found every one of those flags, but there was absolutely no reason to.
Right, yeah, there was no reason to find any of the flags. And it was incredibly repetitive.
It was incredibly repetitive?
It was incredibly repetitive.
It was somewhat repetitive.
Incredibly repetitive.
It was repetitive.
Okay, well, I'm done. That's it for me. Looking forward to Back to the Future, really am. It's been really fun.
Wait till you... You know, it's Back to the Future. There's no secret you're going to be bouncing around in time, but, you know, you'll be, when you come back to 1986, well, actually, the multiple times, each one is fantastic.
Well, looking forward to it. All right, now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news. Wombat has been ninja'd, as has the news announcer guy, so I'm just going to jump into it. And then if Wombat comes back, then we'll bring him in. So, first up, Professor Layton movie is coming to the U.S. thanks to Viz Media.
We've had that out here ages. Is that the animated one?
Yeah, animated movie.
Yeah, it's been out here for quite a while. Yeah. Surprised you guys didn't get a distributor for it sooner.
No.
I heard Johnny Depp's going to be playing Professor Layton.
Yeah, why not? Everybody knows the Steam sale's going on, thanks to John.
Three! I've been waiting for that for ages, look. My life has very little excitement at the moment. Leave me alone.
Here is the highlights. Obviously, Bad Company 2 is like $10. BioShock for $8, and Just Cause 2 for $5. If you do not buy this game, you suck.
Well, consider me sucking.
$5, dude. That game is fucking incredible.
I'd rather play it
on a console.
Well, then maybe you should go play it, because it was my game of the year last year, I believe.
It was.
I never played the first one.
First one sucks ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's terrible. But
That's why I never looked at the second one. I played the demo of the first one. I'm like, yeah, I'm not really enjoying this.
Yeah, they changed everything. Duke Nukem is almost old enough to drink. Can you believe it? He is 20 years old as of July 1st.
Mm.
And he's released.
And he lost his virginity at the age of 8.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he still acts like a 7-year-old.
And that's why I love him.
Balls of steel.
Oh, America, fuck yeah. BlackRock. We all heard that the Split Second developer was shut down this past week.
That sucks.
Their last game that they were making was similar to League of Legends.
Okay.
So
has that been shelved or passed to another studio?
I believe it's been shelved. Disappointing, to say the least.
Yep.
The original Crysis may be headed to consoles.
Awesome.
Showed up on the ESR. Was it the ESRB? One of the rating systems. No, it was actually one in North Korea, or Korea, I think.
We don't know anything that happens in North Korea.
No, we don't know anything that's going on there. But in Korea, I believe there was a rating that showed up that showed the game. EA Korea. Coming to Xbox 360 and PS3.
It'll be a downloadable title, you think?
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll play it.
I'll play the hell out of it, because I've heard the first one was incredible, and sure as hell I couldn't play it when it came out.
Did it have multiplayer?
Don't remember. Never played it, so not a clue. Little Big Planet developer, Media Molecule, is moving on to work on some new ideas.
Should be interesting.
Great. Leaving the LBP franchise.
For the time being.
The Wii U E3 details were a surprise even to Mario Galaxy's director.
So this is kind of the second big director from Nintendo who's come out and said, yeah, we don't know what the hell's going on. The first one being the guy behind Smash Brothers.
Yeah, but he said he was making a game for the Wii U. But he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, weird.
Sounds like a little one hand don't know what the other one's saying.
There's not enough Indians.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
One hand doesn't know what the other one's saying, like Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
My name is
Jennifer Lopez.
We should probably clarify that that's a South Park joke.
Yeah, well, you said one hand didn't know what the other one was saying. And
I was just making sure everybody was in context so they didn't think you were a horrible racist.
We're horrible racists.
Well,
who knows? Jennifer Lopez may love tacos and burritos. We don't know.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
I love them. I'm white and I love them.
Exactly.
I think it's because you're white that you love them.
Probably. Mortal Kombat showed up on The Daily Show.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I watched that.
Due to the U.S. Supreme Court justice decision that happened this week, that video games were protected by the First Amendment of free speech, so they're just like movies and music now, so blah, blah, blah. Everything we've already known has now been made official. And you wasted everybody's money. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, and swore that they were going to bring it back in front of the California legislature to try again. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, he pretty much bashed it, though. He bashed the fact that that he thinks video games should be regulated.
I just want to point out that he also had William Crystal, who is the editor of the Weekly Standard, on. He's a conservative who clearly didn't understand the issues involved, because he came out against companies, against free speech, and it was like kind of the anti-Republican Party line that this guy came out with. What bothers me, and I watch The Daily Show every day, was that they didn't talk about the fact that the ESRB exists and that there is a an industry regulation system in place, much like the MPAA. And okay, if you're going to show noobs fatality on TV, yeah, people are going to be like, God, kids shouldn't see that. Well, okay, I agree with that. Kids shouldn't see that. But that really wasn't what the case was about. So
this is what the problem is. And I don't understand why people don't understand this yet. Maybe once the baby boomers die off. Like, here's the thing. Video games aren't just for kids anymore. They haven't been just for kids in a long time. And everybody still thinks that they're just for kids.
They look at them as toys.
Yeah, they're toys, you know. And the bad thing is the Wii comes out and says, oh, it's totally a toy. Yet they have No More Heroes on there, and you do the jack-off motion. And
come on, what about Mad World?
Or Mad World, even. I mean, well, any of those games.
The California law was really about regulating the sale of violent video games to kids. And, you know, the question that pops up is, well, what is considered a violent video game? Where is the threshold? And ultimately, what the Supreme Court said was, it's not up to the state to regulate that. It's up to parents. And that the law is unconstitutional because first of all, the law was vague. And second, there is the ESRB, which does, you know, have people who play these games, who rate these games, who use extremely complex descriptors so that parents know exactly what it is they're getting into. That site is very easy to navigate. There is no need for government regulation because there is a system in place, the system works, and parents need to take responsibility. So if I want to let my kids play Mortal Kombat, that's my choice as a parent.
It's just like if you allow your kids to watch porno.
Exactly. Although, I don't know how you have that conversation with your kids. I don't want to know how to have that conversation.
I don't want to have that conversation.
I'm not looking forward to having that conversation when they're teenagers.
Just have it with them now. They don't get it. And you can say, well, I told you.
You don't remember back then?
You don't remember back when you were 6 months old? I told you not to do that? Okay. It's your fault then. Moving on. Grab Valve's Source SDK now for free. So the Source developer kit is now available without the purchase of a game. We talked about the BlackRock Studios was being shut down by Disney Interactive.
Yep.
The Trench board game is to blame for Trench's absence in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So is that popular over there?
It's a game from the 1950s or 60s, I believe. No one's ever heard of it, and unless you're extremely old. It was based on a World War One board game or something like that, from what I can gather. It's really sort of stretching the copyright thing very, very thinly. However, the makers of the board game are still in business and absolutely have a right to the copyright claim. Now, I would imagine the only way around this is for them to change the name of the game in the UK, but I don't know how easy it is. I don't know if there's anything more that they have to look at. It's all a bit odd, but there is a good chance we won't see it in the UK, which is an absolute travesty.
Yeah, essentially what they do in cases like this, at least in the United States, is they do a copyright search. So I'm sure when they did that in the United States, it came out, it came back clean, relatively clean enough that they could run with it. For them to do that isn't actually that hard, at least to do it in the United States. It isn't hard to run a copyright conflict search. And in terms of relabeling the game, I mean, it used to happen all the time.
Yeah, you would think that would be relatively easy to do, but from what I'm gathering, there's a little bit more to it than that, and it's going to be a bit tricky. So we'll have to wait and see. But if they do change the name, obviously certain things will have to be done with the game, but it should all be standard. You know, it's just a case of changing over codes and marketing it as something else. Mm-hmm. Like I say, if they turn out they can't do anything with it, then it's a real blow to UK gamers, because a lot of the reviews coming through have been very favourable.
Yeah, I mean, some of the ways that games have gotten around it in the past, I don't know if you remember the old Capcom game Gunsmoke. What they did was they put a period in between the gun and the smoke so that it didn't conflict with the old TV show Gunsmoke, even though it was set in this kind of the same period. You know, the Old West. Anyway, I digress.
Anyway, moving on. Google is stepping into the social network area and is apparently going to be offering games soon with the new Google Plus.
Well, I can tell you what Google Plus is right now. Shit. I got into it. I'm in the beta, and
I am too.
It is just a whole mess. They really don't know what direction they're going with this. The word Facebook killer has been bandied about. Fucking please. This is nothing like Facebook. It is, again, another attempt at them kind of getting a wrangle hold on the social network, but not really taking it in any new or innovative way. So you end up with these things called friend circles. So you've got circles that you can add up to sort of 10 friends on. And then when you want to share a status, you can select which circles you want to see the status. it's all convoluted and crap. They've got to come up with something better than that.
I don't even know why they're bothering.
I don't.
Didn't we just see MySpace get sold for like $30 million when it initially sold for like $600 million?
Yeah, right. To Justin Timberlake, no less.
The fact that it was actually sold for $30 million still surprises me.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's even worth that.
Yeah, it's worthless at this point because Facebook has just destroyed everything, and it's just like trying to recreate Twitter. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
just let it go.
Google tried this with Wave, didn't they?
And Buzz, and they both fell flat on their ass.
You know, Google should just stick with what they do best.
Absolutely,
searches.
Well, they do a lot of other things really well.
YouTube, buy out other companies.
Yeah, that's what they should be doing. Microsoft made a mint off of it. Why not? PSP remaster games on the PS3 run on the PSP engine, which allows for high def and 3D support.
Okay.
Well, the God of War collection is going to be, or the second collection is going to be 3D, isn't it? So.
Oh, boy. Limbo is coming to PS3 and PC. The PS3 version will be out next month, and you can finally play what everybody on XBLA has been talking about.
Right.
I like that game.
Yet another platformer with an original art style.
I liked it. I thought it was a good game. Bungie Aerospace was announced.
Let down of the century.
So, well, what did everybody think it was going to be?
A game?
No.
What's this? Have I missed that? Bungie's what?
It's a program that will be assisting indie developers with their social and mobile games.
Oh, is that what they've been doing all this time?
Yeah, you know, it's not like they've been making a game or anything. What are you, crazy?
Jeez.
So, who's making Halo 4?
It's 343
Studios.
Yeah. Okay.
So essentially, it's
in-house Halo Studio.
Yeah. They're the guys that did the anime movie.
And they're also behind Waypoint.
Yep. So this will be their first real game.
Fingers crossed.
I can't wait to see how that works.
Dude, all you gotta do is take Bungie's.
The sarcasm is dripping.
Oh, come on! Just take Bungie's engine and slap it on. How many developers have made Call of Duty now?
Yeah.
Come on, that's true. It works. Once you've got a formula and an engine, you're good.
Yeah, but it'll pull the whole Call of Duty thing again, where everybody's like, "I'm not playing it because it's not made by Bungie, and it sucks."
Yeah, because Call of Duty dropped users every year, right?
Did World of War sell more than Modern Warfare 1?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
It's been constantly growing in sales.
Yeah, it grows every year. Black Ops is officially the biggest selling game of all time.
Yeah, it changed after Black Ops.
No, every game that's come out has been better than the last one, as far as sales.
Yeah.
The only time that case doesn't work is when it's made by Obsidian.
Thank you very much. I want to see how much Dungeon Siege sold for, because I'm pretty sure it did pretty good.
I'm sure it did alright. It's the first game that they've taken over that actually didn't suck terribly.
Yeah, half of it sucked terribly. The part that lets you play with friends the way you should be able to.
Yeah. Final Fantasy III arrives on Virtual Console. So there you go. Call of Duty XP convention will unveil Modern Warfare 3's multiplayer. I believe that's going on right now. in L.A. during the 4th of July weekend.
Yikes.
And I would not, I mean...
whole bunch of Call of Duty players all locked in one room.
Dude, it's BroFest 2011.
Dude, somebody get some bombs and blow it up. We'll the world of
yeah, them. Don't say that.
Yeah.
What the hell are you thinking?
Well, here's...
Don't say that. Meant stink bombs.
Don't
put us on a watch list.
The N4G podcast does not sanction anything that Frustrated Fury ever says, ever. He wandered onto this show. We don't even know where he came from.
Georgia.
That explains everything.
That explains everything. Hey, were you in that State of Georgia sitcom with Raven Simone?
Oh,
yes, actually.
Snap.
She said I was so much better actor than her.
Well,
that didn't take a whole lot, just so you know. Anyway, Nintendo's dedication to the hardcore has been totally increasing lately, right? Yeah, the Wii U's total hardcore gaming system.
Hell yeah.
There was a giant petition online to bring a bunch of hardcore games to the U.S., including Xenoblade, Pandora's Tower, The Last Story. Nintendo looked at it and kind of went, heh, no.
So their devotion to the Japanese hardcore is there, but...
yeah, they said F you. Man, we're not doing that.
However, they will be bringing Wii U bowling to the thing, where you actually throw the tablet at the screen.
I would pay big money for that.
I would, too.
And then I would pay big money afterwards when I had to replace my television, because I threw a Wii U screen through it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to suggest that the Wii U tablet might be as much as your television.
Probably.
Oh, jeez.
Call of Duty's competitive edge is 60 frames a second, according to Sledgehammer Games.
What's a Sledgehammer?
No. Sledgehammer Games is the company making Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, whatever we're on. I don't know. I lost count.
So, wait, have they made anything else, or is this really just case in point of your, there's an engine and a concept, bam, there's a game?
Sledgehammer is an internal Activision developer. They've done other stuff. I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
I don't think they have.
Is this their first game?
I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it is, because it's, they poached that guy from the developers of Dead Space to run it.
The head guy,
they got him, and this is the studio that they created for him.
Mm.
I think, I mean, going, God, what I know, ain't worth not, you know.
Wikipedia time.
You go to that, I'm going to move on. Kaz Hirai is going to become the new SCEI chairman. So,
well, that was bound to happen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a shake-up after what went down.
Ridge Racer! Speaking of companies that have moved on to create new companies, the guys from Infinity Ward, their new company Respawn, launched its website this week with a blurred image of their new game.
Was it like a blurry picture?
It is very blurry picture.
It was a rack.
Maybe they're making a game about Sasquatches.
See, I think there's a dinosaur in there.
Turok!
Dude, if the guys who made Respawn, if the guys like at Respawn made a Turok, I'd so be there.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Sledgehammer hasn't made shit.
Okay, well, then this is the
That's
first
what it
game.
Says on the Wikipedia page.
It actually
just one line.
We ain't done shit.
Sledgehammer ain't done shit.
Sledgehammer? GameStop will accept trade-ins for Resident Evil Mercenaries 3D.
In other news, I won't be buying used copies of Resident Evil 3D Mercenaries.
You won't be buying any copies of that game.
Nope.
No.
Is your review up yet? Yeah, your review's up.
Yes.
When the sole premise of that game is rendered irrelevant through a trade-in, there's absolutely no point, and I don't care what Capcom says.
Well, here's the thing. Capcom all of a sudden backs down and says, no, no, really, it's not about used sales. The reality is just made a stupid decision. I mean, really, your choices are we're either taking a stand against used sales or we're idiots.
Right.
Yeah, we'll go with idiots.
And it's like, you know what? I understood. Obviously, I wasn't happy about it, but I understood when games started doing the online pass. Because as much as I hated the concept of it, I understood why they were doing it. Because they lose millions of dollars on used game sales. They have to find a way to get some of that money back.
Well, they don't have to get some of that money. Can I actually just correct that really quickly? Just say it's not that they're losing money, it's that they are losing
cash. They're losing potential profit, is what they're losing.
Yes.
But as much as I think, you know what, the car business doesn't really make much money on used car sales. They get some money out of recon and stuff like that. But I to an extent understood why they would want to find a way to tap into that revenue stream. This is ridiculous. Yes. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. It's to the point where it's not like, hey, you bought the game used, so we didn't make any money off of it, but if you want to play a multiplayer, you got to give us $10. Now it's, hey, you bought the game used, you're
cute.
Yeah, you can't do anything with this.
Well, you can play it, but you don't have any.
Yeah, but I mean,
but you lose the whole incentive of the game.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
so,
Capcom.
I don't know. The whole, like I said, to me, this is so much worse than the online pass.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know.
And it will be the last time they do it. There's no way they'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I think we're unanimous on this, given, you know, how many articles we've posted about this, and including the review. You know, it's just, I don't know a single person out there who looks at this and says, you know what, this is a good idea. I'm okay with it.
Well, even this is reasonable. Again, like I said, I didn't think the online pass was a good idea, but I saw the reason in it.
Hmm. What will be unbelievable. I think the real scary thing is that if, by some slim chance, this game sells by the bucket load, what will other publishers think? I mean, I know.
They tied it to a game that's getting bad reviews. I mean, it's just, there's no way to separate the X factor and say
just
that this
is. One, you know, companies such as Activision thinking, oh, that might be a good idea, you know, it's.
The reason why the online pass works for them is because if you look at what GameStop does, they don't sell a game for $50 used when it's fairly new. They sell it for $55.
Right.
So what they've done is they've positioned it such that you're either going to pay $60 or you're going to pay $65. You're not going to pay less. You have the option of paying more. So
right.
GameStop can go ahead and sell you a copy, but man, when you get home and realize you have to pay $10 more, you're not going to be pissed at us. You're going to be pissed at GameStop for not telling you that new copy was going to be cheaper and give you the full package.
Well, over here they have to. Well, they have to. They do. They stick a sticker on games like, Bad Company 2 or anything that Medal of Honor, anything that requires an online pass that's pre-owned. They stick a sticker on saying this will not have online play unless you pay for it, so that you are fully aware when somebody buys it.
I think they're supposed to do it here, but I've actually don't recall seeing any of those stickers.
You know what's funny about this whole debacle? Isn't Activision one of the few companies that doesn't do an online pass?
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Yeah, but everybody else is doing it, and Activision's always the scapegoat.
Yeah.
Well, they've also become the industry bad guy. I mean, EA used to be the industry bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, about 5-10 years ago, and now Activision has just gotten the reputation as the
boogeyman.
Yeah, the boogeyman.
Yeah, because they said they were going to do something that they didn't do, and everybody else did it.
If that could be the most clever thing ever. Get everybody else pissed at you for everything else everybody's done. I think that's the biggest backfire.
Yeah, that also is what I call ignorance. So yeah, that's another word for it.
Hey. I don't know shit. I'm not ignorant.
Rune Factory is coming to the 3DS in case you wanted to farm.
Yay!
Farm.
I'm good.
Elder Scrolls developer Bethesda Softworks turned 25 this week.
Yay.
In other news,
we still don't have Brink DLC.
Does anybody still play Brink?
You're never going to get it, because that game was terrible.
The game was not terrible.
I'm just kidding. I haven't even actually played the game.
I have. It's terrible.
And you're never going to.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well,
that is one mediocre game that won't touch my game shelf.
When the free DLC comes out, I'm going to jump in and see what happens. And at that point, I will weep.
Really, it's pretty bad that I didn't end up getting Brink, because, you know, I'm Bethesda's target demographic for Brink. I'm a Bethesda guy who likes mediocre games. So something in their marketing must have really blown up if they didn't get me drawn in.
PlayStation Plus is 1 year old. If you subscribe right now, you get some free time. I know if you subscribe for a year, you get 3 months. If you buy the 3 month package, you get a month.
What if you get the free month that they gave you? Is that still classed as subscription?
No. And then you get the Uncharted beta for free, which I think is funny because everybody's giving away codes for it. Like, what?
Well, I haven't even used my code for my Infamous 2 box.
I'm so confused. Like, everybody's in PlayStation Plus for free, right? So everybody gets the beta for free, right?
Unless our beta shuts down, like our beta access shuts down from the PlayStation Plus thing.
No.
When our subscription
Yeah, that's
out.
What I said, but apparently it doesn't.
Nope.
Well,
it
then
does not.
Why the hell did they bother with codes?
Why the hell didn't they bother just to make it an open beta?
Yeah, no
doubt. That's what
to sell copies of Infamous 2.
No, that game can sell itself.
It's true, but I mean, you never know, man. I mean, you think of like, I'm pretty sure Gears 3 is going to have some kind of fucking beta in it.
It already did.
But, you know.
No, we have the game.
When
a beta for another game in Gears.
But what? There's nothing else coming out that's a Microsoft exclusive.
You don't know this. Something might happen.
Halo 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, next year. They did that. Didn't they do a Halo? What was that Halo?
Crackdown. Crackdown was the first one for the Halo 3 beta.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, but you also have to bear in mind that when this whole Infamous 2 comes with Uncharted DLC and Uncharted beta access started, when it was advertised, the PS3 hadn't gone down at that point, so...
Right.
Alright, World of Warcraft. The trial has been extended. You can now play up to level 20 for free!
Hmm.
Woohoo!
And players who own the existing game now get the Burning Crusade for free!
Hmm.
Woohoo!
The Burning Crusade? That sounds like something you go to the ER for.
Nah. You go to the free clinic for that. You don't go to the ER. Xbox 360 sells 6,000 units in Japan in a month.
That's gotta be some kind of record.
I think it was.
You want to talk about racist. The original sales red ringed.
You want to talk about racist. You know, Japanese people not taking a chance on a really solid American console is racist.
That's racist. On Live is talking to Sony and Microsoft about streaming games, and I will tell you, after using that service, if they do this, boom, it's going to be huge. It'd be like Netflix.
Why would Sony and Microsoft do that?
Because you have to pay for it.
Yeah, but wouldn't it cannibalize their own console sales?
No, why would it? If they sell the technology to Sony and Microsoft, they can sell their games right there and stream them. It's brilliant.
I misunderstood.
No.
So, OnLive wants to stream their games on Sony and Microsoft consoles.
No. They want to talk to them about the technology so that they can sell them the technology so that you can stream games on your PS3 and 360.
I understand. So it's not about the service, it's about the technology.
Exactly.
I'm with you now. Smelling what you're stepping in, picking up what you're putting down.
That's good. I only had to explain it on a third grade level.
Well, that's good, because usually I only read at a second grade level. So
you're advancing every day.
That's right. I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Cave Story on the 3DS has been pushed back 3 more months. Okay.
Yay.
Hey, you know that guy, Geohot, that everybody loves?
Oh, don't know. Don't even... fucker.
He got hired at Facebook.
Oh, what a perfect fit.
Ugh.
Beautiful.
Great, now I gotta delete my friggin' Facebook account.
Yeah, he's gonna add other OS to your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Xbox Live Summer of Arcade this year. All the games have been dated. They're all $15 except for Fruit Ninja.
Hiya! Connect.
Yeah, they've all been dated.
And they're all kind of meh.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. But
looks kind of interesting.
If you buy all 5 of them, which is really crappy because one of them's a Kinect game, you get a free copy of Crimson Alliance for free. So there you go.
Crimson Alliance is like, is what they say, like Torchlight, but
kind of
sci-fi?
Maybe.
Will Crimson Alliance eventually be able to
to purchase?
Yeah, it's $15. It'll be out in September, I think.
Okay. Then I'll just wait and pay $15 to get that then.
Well, there you go.
I probably will not because of all the games that are coming out this fall.
Don't lie, you'll play it.
Seriously, I'm only getting like probably 4 games this season.
I need to start paring back my pre-order list like I talked about doing a month ago.
I think, other than the fact that that hacker group shut itself down...
Fuckers.
That's about it. That's all I have. So, I guess...
Oh, did you see, by the way, I don't know, did you see that one of the members of that LulzSec...
Don't say the name!
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, this is good news, though. They got, the FBI was, I think, busted one of the guys here in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that on the radio.
That was you!
Was it anybody
it was
we
not
know?
Me. But, yeah. I heard that the other day on 700 WLW.
And that's why we're not going to see Gambus for a couple weeks.
That's why he's not on the show.
I knew it.
Sneaky motherfucker.
Oh, that's funny. I do have... I do have some questions. Let's see how many I can get through here.
Actual on the forum?
Yeah, on the forum.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. John Smackenroe says, "Hey boys, keep up the good work. Zero, I liked your insight into Mass Effect 2 of always being able to see and reach the last level and not going. I would love for the crew to do one round table on Mass Effect 3 when it comes out instead of one of you one by one finishing the game."
And then about a year later, Wombat finishes
it. Hey, I finished Mass Effect 2 quick. I don't play around with Mass Effect.
He says, "Did Gambus ever play Mass Effect 2? I know he was finishing up 1 when 2 came out." Dude, Gambus never finishes anything.
Yeah, no. I think he did finish Mass Effect 2, though, didn't he?
I doubt it.
I thought everybody finished it.
I would be shocked if Gambus finished it.
No, he's too busy hacking places.
Yeah. He's in prison right now. Question number 3, shirts or skins?
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
You guys never played shirts or skins?
Yeah, in basketball? Basketball.
You mean basketball pickup games? Yeah.
Yeah.
I go shirts because I don't want to scare people away.
Well, dude, as long as Gambus isn't on your team, you should do skins. Because if Gambus is on your team and you do skins, they'll confuse him for shirts.
No, dude, I'm the same way.
I'm a hairy mofo.
Yeah.
You ain't seen Gambus.
You ain't seen me.
You ain't seen Gambus.
You ain't seen me.
Dude, Gambus has more hair on his finger than you do on your entire body.
Pictures!
Seriously, so we're
changing,
body hair
changing all of the contact right us now? Pictures on the site to us shirtless.
No, we're not.
Oh, I know. That's scary.
I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand. Gambus used to grow a beard during the show.
Yeah, halfway through the show, Gambus would have a beard.
And he had to shave at the break. His next question is, doesn't EA already have a better game than Modern Warfare 3 called Crysis 2?
It's
not high profile enough, is it? It's not Battlefield.
It's not Battlefield? It's not a military shooter with some dudes in the military?
Why does Bubble feel like a Battlefield?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'll go as far as to say that I think Killzone is as comparable as a Modern Warfare.
It's just never going to end. Just play the game, be happy, and done.
Well, I love Killzone. I will continue to play it, and I'm not trying to convince Modern Warfare guys to come play it, but I mean, yeah, it's a great game.
And finally, better name for a game publisher. War on Literacy, Exploding Barrel Factory, or Master Thieves Production? We steal from the best.
Master Thieves. Yeah, that's my vote. I like that one.
Exploding Barrels actually sounds like something that could possibly be real.
You'd know they were gamers.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Should be Exploding Red Barrels.
Exploding Red Barrel Factory.
Yeah.
Alright, Jerkstore81 says, to piggyback off the Duke Nukem conversation from last week,
Balls of Steel.
I agree with ZT that critics insulting those who bought the game is extremely uncalled for and unnecessary. Joystick has a habit of doing this quite often, and it drives me nuts. But moving on, my other point I wanted to bring to light was I really don't know why the whole marketing angle of the game seemed to focus on the idea of playing as Duke Nukem. I can't really ever...
the protagonist?
I can't say I ever really enjoyed playing as that character in Duke Nukem 3D. They forgot the true star of the game wasn't Duke. It was the Build 3D engine we got to play in, which Duke 3D was the showcase game for this tech and was truly revolutionary for this time. Well, that's
there's
why
nothing
they,
revolutionary about Duke Nukem Forever.
That's kind of probably why they didn't focus on that.
Yeah.
Back then, first-person shooters were in its infancy stages, and Doom was the benchmark to compare all FPS games to. So going from the same corridor to another corridor in Doom to the vibrant interactive world of Duke 3D was a huge step forward for the genre. Do you remember how cool it was the first time you saw a destructible environment, blood puddle on the floor, and cascade down walls after blowing someone away? To use jetpacks and fly in 3D space, leave bullet holes in the wall, and track bloody footsteps on the ground, and play in varied levels from the streets of L.A. to the moon. All of this in high-res SVGA graphics. It blew my mind.
SVGA.
This is why the game was successful, in my opinion. It had very little to do with playing as Duke. And somewhere along the line, they forgot this. That's what happens after 14 years and 12 pieces of tech.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, back when I was, I don't know how old I was, but Metal Gear Solid came out, I was like, dude, this is something I've never seen before. It's like a movie. And then, you know, if you compare it to something nowadays, it doesn't look that great.
Alright. Not a whole lot going on Twitter.
Everybody's drinking beer and eating burgers.
Pretty much.
Blowing shit up.
Girl!
We got John W.'s weak jokes he was telling.
Well, sorry?
Oh, did you fall asleep again?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So Doom says, man, I thought Drew was insane for your praise you gave Infamous. Now I feel you downplayed it.
Mm.
And Drew just responded by saying, told you. So, yeah. Wow. Here, IFHD says, Hakuki, Demon of the Fleeting Blossom, will be North America's first Otome game. Anyone played an Otome game? Anyone?
No. I didn't even know how to spell it.
I do not even know what it is. Why is this is why Gambus not here. He's gonna tell me what Hakuki, the Demon of the Fleeting Blossom, is.
I believe it's a hentai.
Then Gambus will definitely know what it is.
Is it in your collection?
Everything's in my collection.
That's nasty. The Fleeting Blossom, dude. I don't even know what that is.
It's a fast flower.
Stop running away from me.
I meant an Otome game.
No idea.
Somebody Wikipedia okay. That. So
how do you spell it?
O-T-O-M-E. Be careful not to do Google image search.
Yeah, just in case.
O-T-O, what? Sorry?
O-T-O-M-E, John. I'm speaking English.
You might, want to go to the library, John. Just
let
in
me
case.
Try.
It puts you
T-E-N-T-A-C-L-E, new word, P-O-R-M.
Yeah,
oh,
put that in.
I have a description. An Otome game is a video game that is targeted towards the female market, where one of the main goals besides the plot goal is to develop a romantic relationship between the female player character and one of the several male characters. So it's a sex game.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. How do you finish one of those games?
Wouldn't you like to know?
No, really this
Shouldn't
time.
Shouldn't you already know? Don't you have a couple kids? I mean,
they don't look anything like me.
Postman, however,
it looked kind of like him. That's funny.
That's Tomei, anyway.
But no, I'm not interested in that.
When the
not at all.
Your eye like a big pizza pie that's a tome.
That's nasty. He also says, do you think the Vita will act as a bridge between the huge portable market in Japan and the larger console market in the West?
We have quite a pretty big portable market here, don't we?
Yeah, for the DS.
The DS.
I predict, and I think I said this last week.
That's my son yelling at his toy.
I think I said last week that we're going to start seeing when there's a PS3 price drop, we're going to see PS3 Vita bundles.
Oh yeah, it'll happen.
And they'll come with Ruin and, you know, whatever games support the interop, you know, Dust.
All three of them?
There's going to be a lot. Hey, Transpiring.
We hope.
Transpiring.
If they want to be successful, they need to utilize that stuff.
Yep.
Anyone finished Wizardry, The Labyrinth of Lost Souls? How about any
Gambus.
Wizardry game?
He hasn't finished it.
Yeah, he may not have finished it, but I'm pretty sure he's played a Wizardry game before.
I think he said last week he's just played that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
I generally zone out when Gambus does his.
Yeah, we all do. Don't worry about it.
IRAG 1992 says, I've just started playing MotorStorm Apocalypse and I freaking love it. What do you guys think?
Never played it.
I haven't played it either.
I thought it was good.
I'm not a fan of MotorStorm.
I am a fan of MotorStorm, and I like the game, but I didn't think it was as good as the last one.
Pacific Rift.
Yes.
Wait, which one was the ice one?
That was on the PSP. Arctic Edge.
Arctic Edge. Arctic Blast. What's Arctic Blast?
That's a drink.
That's a Mountain. That's a Mountain Dew flavor.
Is it a Mountain Dew flavor?
Yeah.
It's
gotta be a special power in some video game.
It's like a slushy or something.
That's what she
isn't said. That one of? Isn't that one of Cole's powers in Infamous Two?
Arctic Blast.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it?
I was fire.
Is
guy.
That one of Iceman's powers in Children of the Atom?
Key134 says, "Have a podcast of epic proportions and a good day to you."
Certainly trying.
We will do our best for both.
Yes. Shotcaller says, if you knew where one of the hackers were at, what game character would you send to take care of him?
Kratos.
Nah, screw that. I'd send the dude from Manhunt.
No. Oh. Yeah.
What was his name?
Another guy from Manhunt 2.
Guy from Manhunt?
No,
he had a name. He had a
Mason?
Name.
Mason's? Wasn't it
did
Mason?
Did he need a name? I mean, do we care what his name was?
I tried to forget Manhunt as soon as I finished it.
Well, his name was close to somebody else's name that I can't remember. Like, James Earl Ray or something?
Oh, it definitely had three. He definitely had three.
Definitely not James Earl Ray.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm closer than you. It was something Earl.
Mason was Red Faction.
My name is Earl.
Earl Hickey?
Earl Hickey.
Alright, Manhunt series. Protagonist.
Wiki's got a lot of business through us today.
Yeah, they have.
Doesn't say. David Joyner?
No, that was the director.
No,
I
that's
think.
Not the character game, is it?
His name's name? Earl something, like Cash, Earl Ray Cash or something.
Yeah,
like
it was. Okay, something. You're right. There is a Ray and a Cash in there somewhere. I'm just not sure where they all fit in.
So, yeah, that dude, I'd send him, because he, like, strangles people with plastic baggies.
I was going to send Ezio.
Yeah, but that'd be quick and silent, you know?
But it would happen.
It would happen,
James,
but it wouldn't be...
Yeah, James Earl Cash.
James Earl Cash, there you go. That's the one I was looking for.
James Earl Jones.
No, not James Earl Jones.
Darth Vader. Chad Vader.
Chad Vader.
Yeah, I'd send him, because he'd make it hurt. Gambus Khan tweeting to us.
He so said, you got time
from
tweet,
prison.
You can't be on the show.
I didn't know they allowed cell phones in prison.
He hit it up his butt.
He says, greetings programs, and give me that money, boy.
Actually, this gives new meaning to the term butt dial.
Ew.
He did like the Joker did. So Gambus is like, hey, I want my phone call.
I want my phone call.
Give me my phone call.
Give me that money, boy.
Give me that phone call, boy. I've been here before. I know what I get, and I get a phone call. I call whoever I want to.
And finally, Dave Splat says, "How's it hanging, Jits? I was curious if any of you have seen the new brand new gameplay from Saints Row 3. Thoughts? I want."
Looks I've fucking hilarious.
The giant awesome. Purple ding dong.
Well, the people launcher is like the greatest thing ever.
I just like how he bulldogs a guy into the cement and then does a little pose.
Well, he does little wrestling moves to all the pedestrians.
Yeah. But it's just that little pose he does after that one where he puts his arm up and, you know, he's holding up his head. I'm like, it's so fucking stupid and I want to play it.
That video definitely made me want that game.
Bad. It's just going to be lots of fun. What? And somebody sending Morse code.
Yeah, somebody's big time.
Great, now I have to get them to replace my headset.
Is that broken too?
I guess so.
Yeah, you break everything.
I'm not buying one of those.
Break stuff.
Hey, Fred Durst, you just released a new album. I don't like you.
What?
Another one of those. He said, she said.
Come on.
Whatever. Your new album's called, what, Gold Cobra?
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Or what's the opposite of euphemism where everybody knows what you're talking about?
Obvious.
My mistake.
You know, I'm just using general lingo.
Wow, I thought you were fucking around, but yeah, it really is called Gold Cobra.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yep, no, that's actually what it's called.
Yeah. I ain't messing
it
around.
It should be called,
"Hey, y'all remember me?"
Well, I told you my cousin, his gamer tag is Fred Durst Career, so that every time somebody shoots him, it says, "You've just killed Fred Durst Career."
Is that really why he made it that, or is he a fan?
No, he made it that for that reason.
Limp Bizkit.
Bizkit?
Bizkit.
You couldn't even spell biscuit right.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody considered him a literary genius.
So. Come on.
I think you just sang every one of their songs.
What?
It's a cookie.
Yeah.
In the nookie. Alright, so that's it. That's all I have. Drew, did you have any reviews on there? Or did you even bother to bring it up?
I did bring it up, and we do have a review.
Oh, snap.
Ooh,
It is a good review.
Oh. Good as in, it's good, or is it...
Good as in, hey, nobody's calling us dicks or dumb rednecks or anything like that.
That's a real shame.
I know, but this one comes from a good friend of mine and a person I know in real life, because I went to high school with him, D. Pittard. He says, "A real gaming news, views, and reviews from the real great gamers."
Did he listen to the right podcast?
I don't think so.
I think he's listening to the wrong one.
Yeah. Mondays are exciting to me thanks to the N4G radio crew and their wonderful podcast. Like the title says, real news, views, and reviews about games from real gamers. I love these guys. Are gamers first and journalists second. This is the only podcast you need to listen to.
That's right.
Journalist?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a journalist.
Who's a journalist?
You ought to see me in the chat room for the Catherine thing.
You should have seen me in the bathroom.
The chat room, I was sitting in there, you know, you could type to the guy and ask him questions, and he said, "All right, I'm going to skip through this cutscene." I was like, "Get to the sex part."
You actually said that?
Yeah, and he actually said it. He said, "First Order Fury says, get to the sex part." Luckily, there was a couple people in there that knew me. Like Bobby Blackwolf was in there, and he was laughing his ass off about it. So, there you go.
All right. John, did you have any on the UK side?
I wouldn't know. I haven't got iTunes installed on my PC.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Well, since Gambus isn't here, I don't know his normal repertoire. I know that
Three Swords Gamer, Red Sun Gamer, Podcast,
Johnny Millennium.
We're just naming stuff now.
I don't know. I know, obviously I know Shanghai 6 over at FTG, definitely.
Yes.
And then, of course, DJ Mitsuhara over at Red Sun Gamer.
Yeah.
I know both of those guys, so.
I've actually got a personal shout out.
No, well, go ahead.
I found out a friend of mine from Twitter listens to the show, and I promised her I'd give her a shout out. T.L. Tyson from Twitter. She also has a vlog that she does every Friday.
Oh, you used one of those fancy internet words.
vlog.
A vlog.
She calls it the vlog. I don't call it the vlog. I call it, I stand in front of a video camera and put it on the internet.
Okay.
So there you go. In fact, we used to do that sometimes, but now we don't anymore.
I just realized we lost somebody.
Who we lose? Oh, yeah, we did.
I wasn't paying attention.
You guys not been watching chat?
No.
No.
My son is running around the computer room.
Now he had to leave.
Okay, so. Well, I'm going to kill it. So there. Okay, well, I'm done.
All right, well.
So unless anybody's got anything
else.
Good
work today, everybody.
Way to go. Good job, Jeremy.
Yeah, good job, Jeremy.
Nice job, Jeremy.
All right, so well, that's it. Since Gambus is in here, you don't have your ending, unless one of you other gents want to do it.
I'll give it a go. Oh,
it's gonna be John, huh? So we're gonna have a British chicken.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
And
I always look at it. Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.